fusions is quickly followed by one of the protons decaying into a neutron. A nucleus made of a proton and a neutron, known as a deuteron, is very stable, and so the new nucleus survives. Over time, this process creates more and more deuterons in the heart of the protostar, and once there are enough of them, other reactions start to happen. For example, one of the deuterons can fuse with another proton to produce helium-3, two protons and one neutron. And once there are enough of them, two helium-3s can fuse to form a helium-4, two protons and two neutrons, with two protons left over. These reactions form the start of a chain of fusions, which eventually produces the elements lithium and beryllium. These fusion reactions produce heat as a byproduct because a nucleus of helium-3, for example, is slightly less heavy than the pair of reacting nuclei that created it, a deuteron and a proton in this case. This mass isn't lost, it is converted into energy during the fusion. So once this chain of reactions gets going, and untold numbers of nuclei are fusing, the heart of the protostar becomes a raging furnace, further raising the temperature and causing more reactions. This simple process transforms the ball of gas into a fully fledged